country. It has a connection with the ancient world, but it also has a connection with what you might call recent history because it's an Olympic sport. It has connections with a large number of rural activities. And in fact, there are more archers shooting pigs and vermin than there are shooting targets. So there's a connection in that way to the land, if you like, or to what humans used to do when they were hunting. It's going back to roots, I guess.
This is Roger. He's an archery instructor who teaches newcomers to the sport, and he's been shooting with the Ku-ring-gai bowmen for 20 years.
So how would you describe modern archery?
In a way, in a lot of ways, I guess it's not greatly different from what archery has always been. It's a sport. It depends on human movement and activity and concentration and capability. But it's different from a lot of other sports because it doesn't require a lot of movement. So it requires a certain amount of fitness. But it still depends on disciplined movement to take place. And in that regard, it's probably very little different from archery from thousands of years ago.
Modern archery is generally practiced on flat fields, and the archers aim at targets placed between 10 and 60 metres from a shooting line. Archery is shot in phases called ends, where all the archers aim and fire at the targets at the same time, shooting 6 arrows each per end. A field captain blows a whistle to indicate the beginning of an end, and blows again once an end is finished, at which point everyone crosses the shooting line to record their scores and collect their arrows, before going back for the next end.
When did you first become interested in archery?
That's one of those questions is a bit like how long is a piece of string, I guess. I've always been interested in archery in a small way, and it's always just been tucked around the corner just as a thing to maybe try and do. And I don't live far away, and I realised this club was here, and I thought, why not I do a beginner's course? And I found I liked it and continued.
You might have grown up watching archery in movies and TV shows, with characters like Legolas and Hawkeye pulling off impossible shots and tricks which captured your imagination. This is also part of what drove Roger to archery.
Archery is something that is always coming and going a little bit in the movies or in the TV shows. I mean, when I was a kid, there was a half-hour program called Robin Hood.
Have you ever heard of Robin Hood?
Robin who?
Not Robin who. Robin Hood.
And this was an ongoing set of adventures that Robin Hood never really had. Even if he was real, he wouldn't have had these kinds of adventures. But it was made for TV, and it was, you know, in black and white, and it was all kind of fun and games. And archery was always, something always happened with archery. They were either shooting messages to each other through the forest or doing, you know, tricks to save the people in trouble. And there was always something to do with archery in this program. And I thought, well, this has been sitting there for a long time. Why don't I, you know, try and take it further?
But it's not just practicing archery that makes it worthwhile for Roger. It's the sense of fulfillment he gets from teaching others.
The idea that something I know is able to help other people. And I guess there's the thing of being able to impart that, as well as knowing enough about it to tell someone, is being able to tell them in a comprehensible way and then watch what they do and observe how they go about it and perhaps, you know, help them fine-tune it.
I followed Roger around during a beginner's course as he instructed the first-time archers.
So what you do is you have one foot in front of the line. You're shooting right-handed, so you'll be facing the way I am. And what I want you to do is lift the bow and draw back, but don't let it go. Now, draw that so it's touching. Lift your elbow and draw right back to your chin. Touch the string on your chin. That's it. Okay, let down and wait until. Now you're right-handed.
Yeah.
So point the bow to the target and draw. Keep your elbow straight and touch the string on your chin.
Okay.
That's not too bad. Okay. Yeah,
not
that's
too bad.
Yeah. Okay.
You can hear Roger is passionate for the sport, but he's not the only one, and you can feel a real sense of community on the field.
What got you interested in archery?
The movies, maybe? Robin Hood?
Video games.
Yeah? What games?
Destiny. Yeah, because they added like bows and stuff, and it was pretty cool. I wanted to try it out in real life.
I came to the beginner's course here with Vince and the guys, and yeah, I've gradually moved up.
It's pretty social. It's nice to chat, talk to people, quite a few friends. And it's just also satisfying to improve.
We had like camp going on and I did archery and fell in love with it. So now I'm doing it a lot and all my friends think I'm lying because it's a really strange sport to be doing. So I'm enjoying it.
Do you think archery will ever lose its popularity?
Yeah, you're asking me to predict the future. And I would say probably not. Because of its history, it has a place in human history that is... sporting and competitive and the basis of existence. So there's that heritage that will continue. So no, I think archery will continue. There's a demand for it.